Hi, this is Barbara Scher, and here is tip number 12. Forget what you used to think you'd love. If you wanted to be a movie star or a fireman as a kid, chances are you outgrew that dream without much soul-searching. If you didn't, you must pursue it. But sometimes your early dreams of what you love aren't so easily understood or outgrown, even when they should be. Helen, a client of mine, had always dreamed of being a writer, perhaps an investigative newspaper reporter. Finally, after saving some money, she quit her job as a secretary so she could go to work for a small newspaper. To her shock, she didn't enjoy writing after all. She was appalled. All those years she dreamed of writing, and now she didn't really like it. Helen felt foolish and didn't know what to do next. Was this a disaster? Not at all. Crossing an old dream off your list clears the path for you to find a new one. Helen was now free to look for a dream that really mattered to her. But before she discarded this old dream and picked up a new one, I thought it was important for her to understand how the mistake was made. We didn't want her to accidentally give up some part of that dream that was still essential to her. So Helen took a careful look at why she had ever imagined she would like writing in the first place. In high school, I wrote an opinion column for the school paper, she told me, and got respected and listened to. I loved it. I assumed writing for a newspaper was the way to continue my happy path. But it wasn't any fun at all, because I never got to say what I wanted. So after I tried work at that newspaper, I took classes in novel writing, and then nonfiction writing, where I had complete control over what I said. But that wasn't fun either. That's when I came to see you. Together, we isolated the elements in Helen's first writing experience at high school that had been so exciting and satisfying, and we found they had very little to do with writing itself. Helen needed to be listened to for her knowledge and opinions, to be heard and respected, to do good in the world. It was a revelation. Instead of merely walking away from writing, Helen took these essential elements as guidelines for a different career. She found it at her local community college. Today, Helen gives literacy classes to adults and loves every minute of it. I can see the difference I'm making, she told me, and I can see the respect and appreciation in everyone's eyes. This work is perfect for me. So examine anything you once loved and check it closely to see if you still love it. If not, find the elements that still appeal to you and save them for your future searches. And then cross that outdated dream off the list. Don't waste another minute on it. Now you're free to get started on the crucial search for what you really do love.